Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Yankson. What's up, man?
How are we doing?
What's up, guys? Guys, we are 10 days out from the Grow Summit. Oh, my gosh. It's June 25th through 27th. You're probably listening to this on the 16th, 17th, something like that. Guys, use code PODCAST for the last minute deals. When you go to check out, you should be able to get a buy one, get one free on that. Guys, we are fired up, ready to rock. Everything is set. The chairs are being put down right now. Last minute. If you guys are near Scottsdale, can get to Scottsdale, Arizona. Easy flight into Phoenix. I would love to see you there, guys. Last minute deal right now. Grab it. Cool?
Let's do it.
All right. So, listen, guys. It's hard enough for people to make the commitment, come into your gym, stick to a plan, and stay motivated the whole time without just like finding a million reasons to quit your gym. Today, we're talking about how to make it easy for people to do business with you versus what you're probably doing, which is creating a lot of friction around how people book, how people pay, the terms that you put in front of them. We're going to kind of break this down. This is one of our frameworks called the Frictionless Business Principle. All right, so let's jump into it. You know, it's funny. I understand the reason for having policies.
Yeah.
I understand them. We did this a while back, and you know, most of you listening have policies and then you break them. Mm-hmm. You have an annual agreement, a contract, and then there's some reason somebody complains and you let them off the hook. There's you have a policy for late cancels and no shows and you don't enforce it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so like I understand why you want to have policies, but they're only as good as if you enforce them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so everybody listening is like, yeah, that one, you know, we let people off the hook or I don't hold people accountable because you don't want to lose the client.
Yeah.
Right. And I get it. And we've been there and I've done the same things as everybody else in here. We've bent the rules and we've just tried to make it easy for somebody to maybe like, hey, stick around or not give us a bad review, whatever. So then we took a look at all of our policies and we said, you know, are these for us, for them, or just because? Sure. And a lot of the times they were just because. I'll give you a great example. A lot of us have a policy where people can book and cancel within some time window before the session starts that allows somebody else to book an appointment or, you know, your coach doesn't have to come in if there's nobody to be there, whatever. And for the longest time, early on, it was like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Because you look at the doctor's offices and they have a 24 hour. So it must be the thing. Right. And so you put this 24 hour policy on there and let's just say somebody gets sick the night before poisoning. Well, it's not within the 24 hours and, you know, it's not their fault. They didn't no show you, but they're sick or they have a family emergency or something happens at work. And they call in or they text in like, hey, I need to cancel your appointment and you hold them to a 24 hour policy. Well, what do you mean? You know, and you're creating a friction right there.
You become the bad guy almost instantly. Right. Yeah.
And while I get why the gym needs those things, you have to also look at what the client and that's a lot of friction. Right. And so we said, okay, well, that doesn't make sense. Let's do 12 hours because like the night before you should know. Okay. Well, their session's at 5 a.m., okay? Something happens, like they get a call and they got to leave first thing in the morning the next day. It's 10 at night. That's well within the 12 hours, like, right? And so you bang them again.
You still got hit, yeah.
Right? Then we're like, okay, 12 hours doesn't make a lot of sense. What about like 8, 6, 4? What makes sense? And then we just really said this. Does it hurt us or affect us if somebody cancels our books within 60 minutes of the appointment? Can we take them? Does that throw us off? Does that break our systems? Would it be easier for them? And we said, yeah, actually, with our systems, anybody could show up. As long as we know within the hour, we can put them in a semi-private pro, pop their workout up. It's already, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
we're doing a 6-to-1. So our model allows us to be very flexible. So we threw away all of the friction. We said, okay, just give us 60 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, within 60 minutes. Like, and since ever doing that, we dramatically reduced our no-shows, late cancels, all that stuff.
And probably the conversations around them. Right.
And it's a lot easier to do business with us. Right. And so we said, okay, that's the way we need to do it. And so that's kind of like one of the policies that we changed to create less friction. Right. And there's a lot of other friction points in most gyms right now. That's an easy one. Let's look at your terms and conditions on your memberships, for example. Right. So for the longest time, again, the annual agreement, this is a great one. Right. Most of you should have an annual agreement. The ones that don't have an annual agreement, you didn't hold them to the annual agreement anyway, so you just got rid of it.
Yeah.
So, like, that's really the reason. Yep. We love annual agreements for a lot of reasons. For one, we like to know and be able to project our cash flow into the next, you know, several months down the road, right? Yep. If you have an open agreement, everybody on the gym could leave tomorrow and your gym's out of business. Now, is that likely to happen? No. It's not going to happen, but
sure.
You feel pretty at risk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what's really funny is for the longest time, I believed annual agreements and what's called not recurring revenue, but accounts receivable, because that's a contract. It's accounts receivable would create more value in my business if I were to ever just sell it. And there's two camps here. There's like, well, no, it's historically, what have you done? Not what you're going to collect. And,
yeah.
And then there's a whole nother camp is like, if you have accounts receivable, that brings your multiple up. Well, if one doesn't hurt the other and it only helps the other one. So like, just do it.
Do it. Right? Yeah. So, just, yeah. Why not have it?
It keeps. Okay. So here's the thing you need to understand about annual agreements. People will disappear and cancel their credit card if they want to.
Absolutely.
Okay. And there's not much you can do about it as a gym. You can try to go after them, but you know,
is it worth it?
Is it worth it? All these things. You have to weigh these things out. And most of us won't go after anybody, you know, if they just disappear.
Yeah, and to your point, you know, you don't want the bad publicity. No. You know what I mean? If you end up going,
you didn't, exactly.
It was the business, didn't do anything wrong. They decided to cancel their card or whatever. But the second you go back after them, all it takes is them, you know, that negative Google review that all of a sudden just changes the perception of how you do business.
Sure.
And that, you know, it's always the negative reviews that for some reason carry so much more weight than all. You could have 500 five-star reviews, and that one person that wants to just badmouth it, it's like that's the one everyone's going to stand by.
Yeah, and you don't have to ask for that review.
No, those will show up.
Those will show up on their own.
Yeah.
All your five-star, you have to really like beg and plead. Well, give us a five-star review. So going back to the annual contract, what happens if somebody wants to break it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We said, you know what? If somebody wants to cancel their membership, we want to make it easy for them to cancel. Things change. We get it. Now, this is the thing where we had to grow up and mature as a business. If I hold somebody to the agreement and it says you owe us 50% of whatever's remaining, there's some like math involved. If they cancel before 9 months or after 9 months, like which one's more valuable or which one stings more? What we did is said, okay, it's an annual agreement, and there's all these rules, and we'll get into like A/B pricing maybe in another episode. But we said, hey, if you want to break, it's $500 one time. You owe us 30-day cancellation as standard, plus the $500. You break your agreement, and that's it. And ever since we did that, it's an annual agreement. You're committing to a year. Something changes, and you got the $500 out. Like, it's so much easier to have those conversations, and a lot of times. Like if somebody's canceling and they know those policies, they'll just write us the $500 check up front. Like, hey, here you go. I'm sorry, I got to cancel.
Yeah,
and they already know it. There's no argument.
And that's one of the things that in our industry historically, I think has been it's almost comedic how people like canceling gym memberships has always been this. You got to jump through hoops. You got to
absolutely
like it is just known in the industry that like gyms have made it really difficult. Mm-hmm. To get out of contracts, and to the point of the podcast here, making it easy to do business with you is a big deal. And even at the end of that relationship, because we got to remember, just because somebody's leaving now doesn't mean that they're gone forever. And your ability to win them back strongly depends on how, you allow them out of those contracts. And
all right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries, we are pioneers, we are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
In part ways.
And I love seeing these old clients coming back in. There was a month where we had like a dozen old clients from like all just ironically, just kind of happened, like all these old clients coming back, and I do put the weight on how we let them leave.
Yeah.
If you burn somebody, you hold them to an agreement, and you piss them off, not only are they not coming back, they're telling everybody else not to come here as well, right? So, like, is it worth the couple extra months of billing to, you know, maybe never get somebody back? No, it's not. Like, the point of the episode is the frictionless business principle. Make it easy for somebody to do business with you. Another thing that some gyms do is they force everybody into ACH.
Yeah, true.
While I get it, and it's great for you, your clients, it's a little bit tougher for them, right? And from the gym standpoint, of course, you don't want to pay the fees that go with credit card processing and everything else. And not only that, I've had my bank account for 30 years.
A little harder to get down to that.
I'm not going to change my bank account all the time, but you can change a credit card really quickly.
Really?
So like, it really benefits the gym.
Yep.
Okay. Now, how does that benefit the client? It doesn't, not one bit. So I get why the business would want to do that, but like, are you making it easy for somebody to do business with you? Are you forcing them down to this road? Because you could take credit card.
Absolutely.
Okay. And if you wanted to charge the extra fee on top of that, by all means, that's up to you. But forcing somebody into this one thing, you know what I mean? That's a problem.
I'm glad you mentioned that too, because when you're thinking about policies, a lot of times we're writing them for the what ifs. It's like the fractional, maybe it's the 2% that it happens to, and then everybody has to adhere to it. Like it's like creating a problem that doesn't really exist and forcing everyone to adhere to that policy because of you're afraid of, those types of things. But how often does it actually occur?
I'll give you a hell of an example. It's happened to me right now. Now, and this is outside of the gym business. I'm booking an Airbnb in Dallas. It's a VRBO, actually, for going to the World Cup.
Yeah.
I book it. And then I get this app download. So I click the link. I download the app. I put in my, like, basic information. It's asking me for my identification, like, upload my license, upload my credit card. I go, whoa. I sent the guy. I was like, why are you asking for this? He didn't tell me why. He's like, oh, don't worry about the credit card. Just put your license in twice. What do you need my license for? I'm an Airbnb and VRBO host. I've never asked for my guests' identification. I don't need you to upload your passport to my, I don't want that. I don't want identity theft. I don't know who the hell you are.
Sure.
And so I'm like, listen, if you need me to do this, I will cancel the appointment. It's fine. If that's your policy, no problem. I won't go and stay at your place. I'll find another place to stay.
Yeah.
We're right now in negotiations on whether or not I'm going to upload my ID to this guy.
Sure.
That's making it difficult for somebody to do business with you because, one, there is no reason, to your point, somebody probably stole something or damaged something and then he had no repercussions, so therefore everybody else has to adhere to the policy that the 2%.
Exactly.
Like that's literally happening right now, and it's like, man, you're going to lose, you know, like a $7,000 booking because you're going to ask me to put my ID that you don't need because it's already gone through the platform.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
So it's just really weird, and you see this everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, you make it difficult. People make it difficult to book reservations, to, just look around. Like, I bet you if we just sat and thought about and we paused this podcast, we could probably think about five things in the last week.
We've all had gone through it.
To adhere to because of some business policy that may make sense for the business. But again, the 24-hour policy cancellation, it made sense for us. We want to know way in advance. It doesn't make sense for the customer. And the question becomes, do we really need it? Can we scale it back? Can we adjust it? Because it definitely, if it makes it difficult to do business with you, it's hard enough to get a damn gym member to stick around. Stop making it hard for people to do business with
you. And I think that, you nailed it there. I mean, the policies are in place to protect the business, but it also should... There should be an understanding for the client and, on why it is that way.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have to be that way with, our systems in place, a semi-private pro, it's not like somebody has to get up early and figure out their programming for the day. You know what I mean? Like, you have to look at like all of the reasons and what is affected by that policy. And if it doesn't have to be as difficult as you make it, then pull it back some, keep it as simple as possible.
We actually did ask that question. Does it affect us systematically? Will it ruin the experience for the client, whether it's this client or any of the other clients, if somebody were to cancel or show up or book within 1 hour? And we all said no.
Yeah.
Like, no, we can handle that. And that's by design from the way that we run our gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those reasons, like, I would suggest gym owners, you go look at all of your policies, how people have to do business with you. Do they have to book a certain way? Can you allow them to like cancel and do stuff through an app, or do you have to call in? Do you have to email in? It's all these things that you really got to think about.
There's one that goes in alignment with the memberships, and it's the pass-through fees. Even the perception of a pass-through fee, like, for example, right? If you have a credit card transaction fee, and you're charging that on top of their membership and it's carried over to the consumer and they know about it, it's line itemed on their receipts and things like that. Can you just absorb that in the cost and it's one number as opposed to passing that along to the consumer?
Yeah.
Like I had a conversation over the weekend. Guy was talking about ice. He went out to a nice restaurant in Scottsdale and they charged him $4.99 for one of those nice whiskey cubes. And he's like, I don't mind, like, I'm buying a $20-something drink. The ice, I wanted that ice. But then they line itemed the ice out as opposed to just having it as part of the cost. And he goes, now I feel
used.
Yeah. He goes, even if it was a $29 drink, I wouldn't have thought about it. But now because it's
that $4.99
for ice.
So I go to this place called Bourbon and Bones a lot over here. And they have a really cool way.
I think that was actually the restaurant that he was talking about.
Well, yeah, and maybe it is, but they ask you, it was a round ball. It's like for prostate cancer or something.
Yeah, it was stamped or something.
Testicular cancer. So like, hey, would you mind donating the $3 for the ice?
And there you go.
It was a charity, and like, by all means, right?
Yeah.
It's a big ball.
Isn't that funny? Isn't it funny how like it's perception,
that's
right?
That's perception. That's a policy. And for the point you're trying to make is just bundle it into the hard cost, like the global cost. Nobody's going to see this special line item that's broken out. Nobody would really think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I mean, I can go down the list. I'm thinking of one that is exactly what I'm talking about, but it's so big for this conversation. It wouldn't make any sense. So I won't bring it up. But I guess the point to this episode is, listen, frictionless business, you've got to look at every step, whether it's how people find you online, book a consultation with you, even opt in. Do you force people to do things a certain way? Is it benefiting you? Is it benefiting them? Is there anything that you can like kind of ease up on with your policies to make it easier for somebody to do business with you? It goes a long way. Like I said at the very beginning, it's hard enough to keep a client around.
I'll add one more that I think a lot of gyms are go through.
Yeah,
that I think is really important. If a prospect, somebody before they're a member of your gym, has to download the app, create an account, all before they can even like book a consultation, major friction point.
Yeah,
right. Major. Like to your point, it's hard enough getting somebody to take action and come into a gym. Who wants to jump through all of those hoops? All of that resistance before I even walk in the four walls of the business. Yeah. Like it's, and that we see that a lot with a lot of the software.
I think if gym owners listening, if you take a hard look at every step of your customer journey and your policies, your hours of operations, forcing people into groups instead of picking a time or having to pick a coach versus picking a time, like everything that we do in here is designed to make it easy, because if you make it hard, they're gone.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully that helps you guys. Go do an audit on all this stuff in your gym. I would love to hear from you guys. Give us a like, review. Head on over to our YouTube channel. We got two channels. We got one if you want to watch this video and on video. It's YouTube. It's a Gym Business Coach Podcast. And then we have the Gym Business Coach Standard YouTube channel where we do a little bit more long form. But love to see you guys over there. And love to see you at the Growth Summit. Hopefully this helps you guys. Jog, get the wheels turning. Go make your gyms better. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.